A photo exhibit at Milwaukee City Hall shows some grandmothers in Uganda who are taking care of grandchildren because the grandchild's parent is sick with or has died of AIDS. They're just a few of the many AIDS-related stories in Africa where the epidemic is going strong. The Milwaukee-based group Grandmothers Beyond Borders took the pictures during a trip to Uganda this year. Group member Yvonne Sempije says she helps people relate to the photos of the older women.
We all had one time had grandmothers, or we still have grandmothers. So there is no way you can't connect. I can't see my grandmother raising my children when she's 86 years old.
Grandmothers Beyond Borders says it's also concerned about the ongoing HIV/AIDS problem in Wisconsin. The state says nearly 10,000 cases have been reported since 1983, with more than 300 new cases reported so far this year. Milwaukee Health Department official Paul Biedritsky oversees a clinic that handles the largest number of HIV and sexually transmitted disease cases in the state. He says many teens haven't gotten the message about AIDS.
I think there's a whole new generation of young people growing up that don't understand the transmission of the disease, the risk factors or behaviors that contribute to the transmission of disease, the fact that there is no cure, there is no vaccine, and yet it is preventable.
The Milwaukee City Hall exhibit and other events around the state this weekend are timed to coincide with tomorrow being World AIDS Day. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.